Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening live and in
African Archive to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is indeed my mantra, my constant mantra, my prayer, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Monday, February 7th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the life, healing, herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And of course, you are now tuned in, sharing, and caring with me at noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, and this is The Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please be patient. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your question, comment, or request as time and spirit does allow. Again, you are tuned in to The Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, sharing with you in divine affirmation and meditation, hoodoo secrets and recipes, divine joy and prosperity, and ultimate revelation and manifestation. Again, my live listening and calling number each and every working weekday is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend to you as time and spirit does allow. And I welcome you humbly in divine peace, joy, and blessings. Area code 386, area code 323, area code 678, as well as all of those of you who are present with me right now, live in the Block Talk Radio chat. Spiritualist Catherine, a fellow sister practitioner, welcome to the live chat. Spirit Warrior 320, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Queen B1, one of our faithful priestess within our community. We are truly honored by your presence. Mama's Moonshine, welcome. Divine greetings and salutation. Just in Ransom, Hotep, Alafia Habargani, Divine Peace and Blessings for being with us, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, and of course, Kalahad and Angelic Soap, Divine Peace and Blessings to you for being present and a loving, supporting member of our community. Again, I welcome each and every one of you humbly, individually, divinely, for your being and presence with us. For indeed, your light, your power, your energy is needed right now in this divine moment on our planet. I want to also offer you my website where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of divine revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be found in my various virtual temple groups. Spiritualist Catherine is present with us. I do believe she is one of those. And indeed, we offer revelation and manifestation to you. We are true friends, and we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for your questions, comments, and requests. And they can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine joy and prosperity, divine intervention, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, guiding voices of divination, and of course, Papa Say's Hoodoo Central. And remember to visit these powerful voices via my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found via his archive radio player in the King's Chamber of my website, where you will also find Brother Machadi Baruti and Uja Temple, where we honor, respect, and glorify the goddess as the original deity. And you can find him and Ujad Ministries via his Blog Talk Radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. You will find the truth terrorist Queen Ifama, who serves up nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. She is featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, Authentic Sangoma Priestess, Goddess Love Light, can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Sister Abana Racism Non-Anonymous and the Recovery Room, the 12-step program, can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And again, you can locate more contact information for these individuals respectively on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations, and I specialize in results. And again, know that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site where I offer a variety of pan-African and world spiritual, religious, astrological, numerological, magical practitioners at one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. Those links can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. They can also be found via my main King profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-plus-prince. And of course, you can also find them by scrolling down my main Blog Talk Radio profiles. I do believe I have the links there, and I may also have some call buttons available for you that will let you know when I am available to take a call or when I am receiving requests by email. And again, I will be forward momentarily with the affirmation and meditation, voodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince Live and in archive, Lafayette Cemetery, number 2, New Orleans, Louisiana, the Power Lunch. All is indeed a blessing. I will be forward momentarily. Joy and prosperity. Ashe. Habargani Kedu, Divine Peace and Blessings. I am so humbled and honored. Again, as always, and appreciative by each and every one of your divine being and presence. Know that I respect, acknowledge each and every one of you for your offering here today in this squared circle, but also on our planet at this time in this spiritual dispensation. Today is February 7th, 2011, and we are sharing our sun in an Aquarius 10th house, the moon in Aries in the 11th house, Mercury in Aquarius in the 9th house, Venus in Capricorn in the 8th house, Mars in Aquarius in the 10th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 11th house, Saturn in Libra in the 6th house, Uranus in Pisces in the 11th house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 10th, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 8th house. And as far as our moon cycle, we are indeed sharing an Aquarius lunation with the moon now in its crescent phase in Aries, and the sun also sharing Aquarius. And be reminded, when we are in our crescent phase, the key words are always expansion, growth, struggle, opportunity. Imagine plying dough, kneading dough, expansion, growth, struggle, and opportunity. It is a time in the cycle that you gather the wisdom learned in the new phase and communicate your intentions to move forward to the creative realm. Light a candle, perform your rituals, write or read an affirmation, listen and absorb from creative space, and commit to your goal, for indeed this is the time. And as I often say when I'm going over the astrological weather each and every morning, I'm often presented with a vision. And today I see the presence of light, of energy, of movement, falling, if you will, from the realms of air into specifically Libra, which we understand to represent balance on all levels. So indeed, we must take the time to rebalance ourselves as we move forward in our lives, in our path, in our routines, if you will. And Shine suggests that the cosmos is fairly quiet right now as we begin our new work week. Yesterday's Venus-Jupiter face-off and Sun-Jupiter fraught still can create reverberations in the psychic atmosphere. They remind you not to be boastful and filled with pride. Give thanks where it is due and congratulate rivals if they manage a victory you did not achieve. Meanwhile, the moon in Aries, making a supportive 6-degree link to Mercury in Aquarius, offers encouragement regarding educational, literary, and business matters. And you know, for some time I've been saying that there is a doorway open right now for books, manuscripts, and literary pursuits. And indeed, some of you under the sound of my voice right now are sitting on your financial blessing and your contribution to the community by not moving forward with that book. So pick that up. Find the juice, if you will, to motivate yourself and move forward. This is reinforced later today, excuse me, when Mercury forms a subtle and yet potent 30-degree connection with distant Pluto. Anytime the planet closest to the sun integrates its energy field with the planet furthest away in a reasonably positive alignment, you can tap into spiritual willpower and mental concentration more than usual. The one major fly in the ointment, if you will, for the time being, is the red planet Mars, bullying Jupiter via the formation of a 45-degree liaison around, I believe it's around 7:54 p.m. New Orleans time, U.S. Central Standard Time. So steer clear of unnecessary arguments, heated debates, and hanging over trifle, unnecessary, unimportant details. You will need this energy for much more powerful movement in coming days. And before you know it, Juno will oppose Uranus at exactly 2:52 New Orleans time on Tuesday, followed shortly thereafter by the monthly Moon-Saturn polarity. So therefore, this shift from tonight into Tuesday is a time for maximizing your sense of serenity, tranquility, and inner knowing, grounding your higher forces, your God self, into the lower quaternaries, bringing the angelic realm four into our earth-based five and six level existence, especially as it relates to family, friends, community networks, circles. And be careful with secrets at this time. Guard your secrets. There is an unusual vibration present that will sort of coax the covers off of secrets, for lack of better words, at this time. So guard secrets. This is not a time for revealing major life-changing events until we, again, move a little more forward through this astrological cycle. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being present. Divine Peace and Blessings, Spirit Warrior 320, Spiritualist Catherine, Queen B1, Jess Ann Ransom, all of our special guests, Fire Witch Kalahad. I am truly honored, grateful, and humbled by each and every one of your presence. And, of course, Goddess Mother of Orisha, also area codes 832 and 678. I welcome each and every one of you for being present with us here at this squared circle of gods and goddesses, prophets and prophets, kings and queens, people who are truly indeed committed to moving their lives forward. And remember, our call-in and listen-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready to ask your question, comment, or request, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. It will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit does allow. I'm going to take a brief intermission, and I will be forward again with more of Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central live and in archive here on Love Talk Radio from the beautiful, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Lafayette Cemetery number 2, to be exact, on your Google Map. And I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe. Yeah. Alafia and Ashe. Again, I am grateful for each and every one of your presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central for the Power Lunch here on Block Talk Radio. I'm going to go to the phone lines a little bit earlier than usual. We have almost a full switchboard of phone lines, so if you want to get on the phone lines, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Area code 832, I am coming to your line. Divine peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Peace. This is Nikisha. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can. Peace, Queen. Thank you so much for being present with the Divine Prince today. How can we assist you?
Yes, I have a question. I was listening to the planetary information that you were given, and I'm also aware of the current ascension energy that is upon us. One thing I wanted to ask that has been affecting myself and people around me is extreme fatigue. And I was wondering if the planet may have something to do with that or the ascension in your wisdom. I wanted to see if you can give me some guidance on that. Extreme fatigue, not associated with being tired or died or anything like that. Someone like for myself or other people say that they get a full night's worth of sleep. They eat healthy meals. They de-stress. But still, it just seems like it's not enough energy to move through the day.
And I fully understand that. And again, I am grateful for your call. Now, you do have a little bit of background noise, so I'm going to mute you just momentarily to answer your question, and then I'm going to open your line again so you
no
can
problem.
Follow up if you have more to say. Now, I'm going to assume, are a new caller because I've been talking about this energy, this presence, since New Year's Day, and I've been referring to it almost as if a doorway, a vial has been opened, or a seal, if you will, has been broken, allowing more vampiric energy to enter in. And when I use the term vampiric or vampire, there's a certain level of spiritual djinn that are among us that can only manifest through humanity, through people, and their sole purpose is to drain away energy. We already have many things, our lives, our schedules, our bills, all the stuff that are going on in our life, already as a distraction to our spiritual growth and our evolution. And, of course, there are some of us who are sort of ahead of the game, if you will, on that. And, indeed, practitioners, spiritually enlightened, those of you with your third eye open, those of you who are conscious, you are, if I may use a metaphor, a light, a beacon. So you are not only drawing light unto yourself, but also darkness. And indeed, there are those who are not necessarily consciously seeking to harm you, drain you, block you, but they are in sort of operating in that mode within themselves. This djinn has sort of set up shop, if you will. So they're sort of stuck in their own place, but all they seem to do is drain others around them. And I have a whole list of signs of that that I can email you. But just to give a few right now, and some ways to test this energy, particularly those who are closest to us, because they know how to sort of get into our space, open up our sense of sympathy and empathy the way a stranger may not necessarily be able to grasp you. Some of you can see Sally Fields and those, you know, commercials begging you for money to help the little starving children, and you don't see or feel anything. But then there's others who are extra sensitive to that, and they design those commercials for those people. So that, again, that's another metaphor for my answering your question. So you're conscious, you're wide open, you're in the business of moving people to the next level, So now you've got people around you who, conscious or not, are going to not necessarily seek to block you, but just to drain your resources from that effort. And particularly those of you who are readers, tarot card readers, psychics, healers, coming in contact, even nurses, therapists coming in contact with people in close spiritual and emotional proximity. You're absorbing this energy. And I'm seeing more and more of this happen, particularly right now. The number 11, and your mic is open, Queen, the number 11 represents a doorway, a gate, if you will. So, indeed, we have all sorts of energy coming at us. And if I can use another symbolic reference, the Bible talks about in the last days, God would pour his spirit out on all flesh. It didn't say Christian flesh. It didn't say, you know, godly people. It says all flesh. So we're being bombarded, I believe, with a helpful energy right now to sort of save ourselves from ourselves. So there's going to be an opposite force of that that's only seeking to devour, destroy, separate, bring imbalance. So you're going to feel more of that, particularly now. And they don't always have to touch you or be in your presence. Indeed, it can also be done remotely. And there are many ways to handle that. But if you're finding that it's coming through, like, direct verbal contact, a piece of advice that my mother, who is a Christian evangelist, gave me at a very young age was to shine light on it, immediately move into absolute positivity, and you will find that if that person is truly seeking your help or to move to the next level, they will respond and like kind, and they will almost instantly, their vibrational level will be roused to a higher level. If they are not, they're going to resist you. And you'll find that there are those who sort of like to repeat the story. They really don't want to hear your advice. They really don't want to move it to the next level. They really don't want a result or a solution. They just want to repeat the story. That's another form of this vampiric djinn that's present. But some of them are so strong, they don't have to talk to you. They don't have to be in your space. They can sort of focus in on you. With me working on the internet, I have, you know, people totally unknown to me just focusing in on me. So I have to constantly be aware of the presence of that energy. Are you with me, Queen?
Yes, I am. I heard everything you're saying, and basically you're saying more so than it being something that's manifested through the physical, it's more spiritual, more connected to people that are empaths, and you have to just be in constant state of awareness in regards to when you start feeling that drain. I appreciate the information, and I will send you my email address via Facebook, because I do have you as a Facebook friend, so I can get that list.
Yes. Please do, and I'd be more than happy to send you some remedies for that, because we don't have to just be aware, but also because I don't believe awareness is for awareness' sake. We have awareness so that we can do things, so that we can manifest things and take that energy and utilize it. So there are measures that we can erect to sort of protect ourselves from this presence. Now, if I may ask you, what do you do? What is your line of work?
I do holistic health work, but I do holistic health work, but my job is dealing with children. Dealing with children, mm-hmm. I'm over an after school program dealing with babies. Well, teenagers rather. So it's a lot of energy in that in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I certainly appreciate your call. That was a very powerful and important question. And again, just send me that request, and I'll be glad to assist you with that.
Thank you.
Sure. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Okay, I'm going to take just a quick musical break. Area code 918, I see your hand is raised, and I am taking calls a little bit earlier this time. So just let me go to this song, and then when I come back, I'll attend to your question, comment, or request. And again, thank you so much for you present here with me in the live chat, Kalahat, DNA Freak, Fire Witch, Jess and Ransom, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Spiritualist Catherine, those who have come and gone, and all of our special guests and those listening via the remote players. Again, I'm honored by your presence. Remember to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark me as a favorite. This will alert you to coming shows, show topics, and special guests and guest hosts. And I do have co-hosts. We just don't often perform all at the same time. But I will be having them back in coming shows. So please, again, click that heart. And, of course, support us by sending your donations and supporting me through Keen, LivePerson, and my website. But you can also show your support by clicking on the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio posts on our page. Today I'm seeing AT&T. I see Howard Hewitt, one of my favorite male vocalists. I'm seeing an advertisement for, I believe it's superpages.com. So, again, show us your support by clicking on those advertisements. It is a way of showing your support to the show, and we do get a certain amount of credit through Blog Talk Radio for your doing so. We don't necessarily support for or against, as you know, but we greatly appreciate your supporting us by doing that. Area code 918, I will be back to you right after this musical offering. Peace and blessings. Ashe. Welcome each and every one of you for being present. Area code 678, area code 832, area code 918, and area code 312. We welcome each and every one of you for being present. And of course, those of you who are live with us now in the Blog Talk Radio chat, Kalaha DNA Freak, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Jess and Ransom, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Spiritualist Catherine. Indeed, I offer divine greetings and salutations, warm salutations to each and every one of you for being present. Our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready to offer your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue. And I will address you just as I am addressing area code 918 at this time. Your mic is now open. Please tell us who's calling and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Area
code.
Yes. Peace and blessings. Speak up for me, please. Thank you.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Could you speak up for me?
Yes. Hello, Divine Prince. This is your fellow colleague, Spiritualist Catherine.
And, Spiritualist Catherine. Thanks for calling in. Peace and blessings. It's a rare opportunity to meet other readers from off the site, so I'm really honored by your being here.
Right. I'm really very honored for you taking my call, and I wanted to address the last caller also that called in and spoke with you about
sure.
With the focusing in, I have actually, I've felt the need to focus in, or I've been led to just want to connect with you because of such a lot of the good work that you've done, you know, and I just feel led to learn more from you, and a lot of the things that you post on Facebook, it's actually awakening something in me that has a lot to do with my heritage and, you know, different things like that spiritually. So I just wanted to, you know, really thank you, you know, just for blessing us with your wisdom, Divine Prince.
Well, thank you, and I'm truly humbled and honored by your kind words, and indeed you are perceiving my message. I firmly believe that to speak to spirit, often we just need to be quiet and get out of the way. And often pictures, thoughts, quotes, even a song can inspire and awaken something in us just when we are ready for it. So it's a sort of a passive-aggressive, if you will, way of my extending my reach and sharing how I feel and what I believe and where I am along my journey. And I'm greatly touched to know that it's being perceived in just that way and that you are appreciative of it. I greatly appreciate your call.
Well, you're very welcome. And I just wanted to briefly ask you a question about the thing that you had spoke about with the gin and the energy. I have encountered a colleague in my life where just when I speak with that person, it's almost like I'm very tired after speaking to her. And that's only happened maybe once before, like with an aunt of mine. It's like, you know, whenever I speak with her, it's just like, oh, I'm just so ready to, you know, fall asleep after, you know, she's done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see if you could, you know, elaborate more on that, you know, and just you know, I really would like to know, why is this happening like that? I mean, are they actually really pulling something away from us?
And I'm going to answer your question, but you're breaking up just a little, so I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And then I'll come back to you again for a follow-up, okay?
Okay.
And then but I'm going to answer your question right now. And I'm going to ask both of you on the phone line with your hands raised, area code 832 and 918, hit number one right now, lower your hands, and then hit them again when you're ready to speak, and I'm going to come back to both of you momentarily. But to answer her question, indeed, there's not, in my experience, in my education, a awareness of them consciously taking something from you. Now, there are entities and energies and jinn that do that specifically, and they tend to have a greater consciousness, and they fall into other dimensions. We call some of them demons, some of them other forces that have various other names. I don't want to digress. But the energy that we're experiencing right now, I'm finding, is mostly unconscious. And particularly when you encounter it directly, let's say in a client, in a family member, they tend to be completely unaware that it's even happening with them. And again, that's why I suggest different ways of testing the spirit. Various world religions talk about testing the spirit, knowing the spirit, learning to discern spirit so that we can distinguish between good and evil, between natural and unnatural, between what is something we can fix and alter versus something that might be more absolute and outside our range of contact, and particularly as practitioners, because again, we are often dealing with people's stuff, their concerns, their questions, and often, as you know, spiritual Catherine, they won't tell us the whole story, and they will withhold pieces from us. So we have to be open to being able to discern spirit. And as a practitioner, we take that energy on ourselves, but we need to be able to take it on without taking it in. So we have to be prayed up, as the Christians say. We have to do all the purification and cleansing processes with known to your path. And, of course, I have some that I can, again, enumerate, you know, for you through email. But we must set up conscious spiritual barriers and be aware of this battle over energy. Because, again, often the person doesn't even know it's happening. They're clueless. Sometimes it comes through as a sort of a whiny, needy type of energy. And it tends to be tricky because friends, family, regular people that we communicate with over, you know, frequent cycles in our lives tend to be where we will spot this energy, because there has to be a certain doorway of acceptance always with the vampiric energy. When you look at the vampire movies, and Spiritus Catherine, your mic is open. When we look at the vampire movies, the victim always has to volunteer. He can't just take them. Somewhere in the process, now he can be seductive, you know, enticing. It can be through sympathy. It can be through empathy. But we have to accept it first. And then before we know it, it's sprung on us. So, like, I may get a request. So I might not see it in the email. I might not hear it in the first call. But then once you agree to move forward with the person, then you find that it begins to pull on you and drain on you. Spiritus Catherine, are you with me?
Yes.
You were talking about a colleague. Is that a male or a female?
It's a female colleague that I had not too long ago met, and just the first conversation with her, a lot of my energy was just drained. I mean, didn't get a lot of communication over to her. So basically I felt more like the listener, because, you know, that's the gift that I have. That's what I do. I listen. And just with her, it reminded me of an aunt that I had that would do that to me. And every time that I was with her, I was tired because of the constant, talking and, you know, just the, you know, I've been around people before, just like when you talk, I'm actually getting something back in return. I'm getting empowered. I'm feeling, motivated. You know, I'm getting something, you know, just like a pastor or a minister, you know. But like with that colleague, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, doing the same thing. But it's just that I just couldn't even, you know, communicate or call her because, you know, every time I, you know, get finished speaking with her, I was just so exhausted, you know, and I just didn't like that feeling. And then I noticed, like, after I didn't communicate with her for a period of time, she actually got angry with me, and that's like what my aunt did also. It's like after I had cut off communication for a while, she got angry with me, and I'm just wondering, do you see any similarities?
Absolutely. I was just getting ready to say to those listening, Spiritus Catherine just gave you a classic picture of what I'm talking about. She gave you the symptoms, she gave you the signs, and she also showed you to some degree how to test it, because she cut off communication. Add that to your list. If absolute positive doesn't work, cut off communication. And if they truly seek change, they'll come back, and you'll find that behavior will be corrected. And understand, again, they're not even often conscious that this is happening. So, and this is how you distinguish whether it's something personal, whether it's something akin to someone's behavior, whether it's a habit or whether it's a djinn, something outside, or something that operates simultaneously with the individual but has almost a separate consciousness from the individual. And you clearly just mapped out classic vampiric energy. Now, another suggestion I would have is in the reconnection, if you allow a reconnection and you find that energy is still present, during those periods when you are listening, I want you to consciously push that energy away from you. And I'm not even asking you right now specifics about your religion, your religious belief, your practice, your path. That's irrelevant. And whatever you do, I want you to consciously, during those silent periods, push that away. And then when you do speak, immediately move into the realm of absolute positivity. And what I mean by that is immediately move the conversation into the realm of positive. Positive, solution-oriented responses. Well, girl, this is what we should do. Let's try doing something to correct that. And again, you'll find that they will either latch on to the solution, and then you know you have an opportunity to make a difference, or they will try and immediately bring you back to the listening, the recanting, the issue, the block, the situation. And there's a certain obsessiveness, a certain addiction they have to the recounting. It's almost like, you know, a good Jerry Springer episode, a soap opera, a drama. Mm-hmm. They're addicted to that aspect of sharing and talking because it has to be fed. So people are either mm-hmm. going to feed it with their own stuff, just like, you know, all men are bad. So you call up your girlfriend who agrees that all men are bad, and you both sort of reconfirm and recreate that reality for yourselves. So somebody at some point has to step in and say, okay, we're either going to sit here in this or we're going to move forward. And as a practitioner, ultimately that's your role. You're just forced to have to take the high road. You just have to. And I understand, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, how that plays out for a practitioner. And to some degree, particularly when people are calling us through King, once you take that call and you're sort of locked in and they're paying mm-hmm. their money, you know, and they're speaking their feel, you know, there's that that moment of, okay, when do I stop this, you know. So I'll mm-hmm. often stop and say, okay, now I understand you may need to talk about this, and I'll allow you to do that, but are you ready to move to a solution? And that's why on some of my profiles you see, are you ready to talk about it? Or are you really ready for results? Because sometimes that comes off as rude to the vampiric energy. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you're not, you know, oh, no, it's not that I'm not being sensitive. It's not that I'm not hearing you. I'm trying to move you to the solution. Mm-hmm. And that has to be the focus. And sometimes you, like you said, you have to shut it down. Sometimes you have to, particularly as a caregiver, a practitioner, a healer, and you're dealing with large volumes because you're sapping your energy for those who are ready for change, those who are ready to move forward. So you have to be in control of it, your exposure to it, and try and make the people aware of it. And that even is an endeavor within itself, getting people to become aware that they're even doing it. And to hear themselves and what they're saying and what they're repeating and what they're recreating. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. You know, everything that you're saying, it does, it sheds a lot of light on things. And, you know, people do expect, you know, I guess people like us to know everything, and, you know, but, you know, on my end, you know, I feel like everyone needs that teaching, you know, or, you know, that guidance. I feel like I'm, you know, still growing, you know, and in my spirituality, I know that I was actually raised, you know, in the church, you know, things like that. So I do have some, you know, Bible, you know, education, things like that, that, you know, just with everything, you know, it's just a pleasure to absorb all of this information and use for good, you know, to help my clients. And, you know, it's just to have a give and take with your colleagues is a good thing, instead of, a lot of the negative energy, which is what I've experienced, you know, in this. I don't know if you have.
Oh, absolutely. And it's shocking to me, particularly coming from, quote, unquote, spiritualists, people mm-hmm. who are operating in the realm of spirit. And I'm sort of naive still. So mm-hmm. I'm always shocked by it, because sometimes we sort of see these individuals as, you know, particularly when they're older than us or been doing this longer than us, or they've got, you know, 10,000 comments and ratings. So we think that they're somewhere, beyond where we are on the path. And it's shocking, it's humbling, it's interesting to me when I get that, particularly from other readers.
Mm-hmm.
And their resistance to even being able to see the block for what it is. And I think that there's a certain, I'm going to mute you again for just a moment. I'm getting some interference. I think we all are constantly growing, constantly evolving, constantly moving forward. I've said many times over that it is now understood in quantum physics that we operate and dwell within 11 dimensions at once to get this so-called reality to operate in the manner in which it does for us. Only one of those dimensions governs time. So the other 10, again, represent all that we can imagine, all that we can conceive. If you can think it, it's already happening somewhere in one of the other dimensions. And this is the power of manifestation. This is the power of positivity. This is the power of recreating and creating our reality by what we say, what we think, what we reverberate and reiterate. First, within our mind, there's a lot of negative self-talk that we've been sort of impressed and oppressed with culturally, religiously, at the government level, at the societal level, at many, again, multi-dimensional levels of our reality. So we're constantly moving and striving against that flow, against that tide. We are both animal, earth. We're dirt. We're molecules. We're particles. But we're also organized organisms. We're also advanced life forms. We're also humanity, but we are also divinity. We are also God and consciousness. And we have been taught in some ways against this understanding, particularly in modern day religious thought and understanding. And this is why I seek to confirm and reaffirm on a daily basis my humility, my being honored and inspired by each and every one of your sacred divinity. For indeed, you bring God. You show me God. You show me myself. There is a multifaceted understanding to that. We are not one thing. It is human nature, I think, but also part of the trappings of our society to want to institutionalize things, to simplify things, to make things fast food, to make things, as easy as possible, and forgetting to fully see and experience the moment, the life, the event, the emotion, whatever that is. And if we are ascending to God consciousness, then we must expand our awareness. And a part of the process of slowing that down is sort of getting us caught up in the detail of linear time events. This physical, relative, cyclical, seasonal, ever-changing dimension, there's a part of us that wants to sort of freeze that in time to match our understanding of linear time. But indeed, we are expanding in all directions at once, just like God, just like the universe, just like creative space itself. So we must begin to expand our conscious understanding at any point in time of any given thing. And those of us who, again, call ourselves conscious, who call ourselves spiritualists, who call ourselves God and Goddess, we have to take the responsibility and all the stewardship that goes along with that. So indeed, we have to find a way to not only continue, as Spiritual Catherine said, grow and evolve along our own journey. We're also playing catch up in time. We're also playing catch up collectively as a human body, as a creation, because indeed we are all one. Us, the earth, the universe around us, the cosmos, we are at different levels of growth, expansion, time, based on where we are. As we move forward in science, time and space will become synonymous. We sort of separate time and space now in our limited understanding, but indeed, time is only marked where you are, right here and right now, in this divine moment. The past, the future are illusionary to a great degree. They only exist in the realm beyond right now. So we are laying the foundation of the future. We are reaffirming the past. We are operating in the present right here and right now in this divine moment. And in this divine moment, we want to loose peace, love, unity, community, wisdom, and understanding. And we bind right now that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters, perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, false prophets and fear-mongers, strong-arm proselytizers of the same OBS, and all those who seek to hinder, harm, enslave, destroy progress, spiritual evolution, forward motion. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom, and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation and revelation right here and right now in this divine time and moment. We vibrate with our ascended ancestors, Egun, Gede, and all those who've gone on before us in divine transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now in this moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and live in our lives with the divine wisdom and presence of ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. And shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. I, even me. As we enter now this hollow and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most true, most righteous, pure, and authentic. As we enter and share now in these inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine love, light, protection, we light and illuminate our candle in constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides, our head, our deities and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libation now to refresh and bring rebirth and regeneration right here and right now, and to bring back the power, wisdom, and understanding of the ancestors for manifestation and revelation all along our journey. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the harmonies and the sounding, chiming vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember now with me who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and love-created, creative, creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, manifest divine math, manifest divine science, astrology, manifest. And you are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody all aspects of those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, of your secrets, of your mystery. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change and transform, you so inspire others to change and transform. When you rise, align to your higher self, to your God-like self, you inspire others to so rise and align. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be love. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of that most true and perfected authentic self. And free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light, body, and consciousness. Know that you have the creative allowance to recreate and create the light, the clarity, the love, the environment that you need, seek, and desire right now in this divine moment. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. And each and every day, in each and every way, I ask, pray, invoke that divine spirit would bring me into union with spirit, with myself, with all creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit, one person. We are earth, we are atmosphere, we are cosmic and universal. I ask that spirit would remove all the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence, my divine presence. And let me clearly perceive light and the voice, vibration, and guidance of my ancestors, of my guides, of the Most High Creators. Walk with me into my mysteries, replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. give me the capacity to abide the mystery put along my path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine process. Allow me to feel that presence of love, light, understanding as much in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I have been born and manifest here and now in this time and moment. And align my energies to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges. I accept the challengers that develop the real I, the real me. Feed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always live them out through physicality. Let us learn by seeing, hearing, absorbing, empathizing, sympathizing with the experience of life before we manifest by doing. Take away our distractions, false voices, illusions, misconceptions, remove all of our blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I am here to learn in becoming balanced and conscious. And help us to all develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy. I call right now my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. And I unplug my energy from people, places, and things I have invested. And I no longer finance the past. I no longer finance negative, unhelpful, unhealthy memories with my time, energy, or emotion. I now surrender to moving forward. Help me to remember that all people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, forgive, release those whom I perceive as having harmed me, and I ask forgiveness and release of those I have harmed in any way. And I'm grateful for my life just as it is just now in this divine moment. Know and understand that you have all that you need. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. All else is an illusion. The divine creators, their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, within me. Divine guides along my way through every moment, every event of every day. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. The divine truth in my life is love, spirit, and divine unity. So co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. For indeed I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, eternal, free to experience life in any way that I choose. Our consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what people think, say, or believe. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. We are limitless. We are a part of a vast, unified, cosmic universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me, and release my grip and my need to control life. I am calm in the knowledge that all of my needs are divinely taken care of, and I am open to all of life's experiences and the moments of my life come and go. I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. That's why I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak and come to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of serenity and knowing my path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like crystal, clear, refined, focused, colorful, vibrant, and radiant. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious, as I trust in the natural flow of spirit, divine spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. And my consciousness is not bound by time or space or place. Like the universe itself, divine universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm part of a vast, cosmic, universal, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Abuaru, Aboye, Abu Shishe, Ashe, may our egos reach a room. May our ego be accepted. May our egos allow what we desire to come in. And so we say, Ashe, I shall be forward. Momentarily, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity.
Again, you know, I'm still in the way of the way he's so deep in the way.
divine unity and community, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity unto each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. I'm truly honored and grateful for your being and present here today with me, with Divine Prince, live and in archive from House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central here in the beautiful, historic, and enchanted New Orleans, Louisiana. For those of you still present with me in the live Blog Talk Radio chat for the Power Lunch, I am truly honored and grateful for your divine being and presence. Kalahai DNA Freak, I Otter Lassi, I hope I pronounced that right, Fire Witch, special guest, Queen Bee Wine, Spirit Warrior, all of those who have come and gone since the beginning of the show, I'm truly honored and grateful for your presence. And, of course, those of you who are present with me now on the phone lines. And remember that our live listening and call-in number during our live broadcast is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit does allow. Again, our live listening and calling number is 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Place this number in your cell phone. It is convenient to have when you are away from the computer, and you can still share with us here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time each and every working weekday here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince in Hulu Central, live on Blog Talk Radio. And you can always access our archive shows via computer if you ever miss our live broadcast. And again, the live listening call-in number is 347-215-8967. I want to take just another brief intermission, and I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio with the Power Lunch. Alafia.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
know that I am truly here with you and for you, each and every one of you in your endeavors. Know that I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. And of course, I'm constantly and still in the process of upgrading the site, Kalahat. I'm a little behind, so be patient with me, as well as others that I have promised that I will be adding to both the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber. I will be doing that in coming days. I'm just a little behind, so again, bear with me in the process. But I'm truly honored and grateful for each and every one of you. I have about 30 seconds left in the show. And again, I offer you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, and offer and welcome you back here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central on tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to you and yours. Free your heart, free your mind from worries. Live simply. Give more than expected. Expect more from God, from Spirit, and less from people. Divine peace and blessings. Ashe.
hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, watch over me, protect us from our enemies, monsters rise and fall. Shall be the shield on my right hand, my will I watch over me, so you know that I will always be looking in vanity. There is no shortcut to this road,
I'm Tala, eh.
Thank you.
femme la peine d'arrêter. Olisana go sa femme la peine de m'appuyer. Olisana go sa femme la peine de
petit enwen, swa l'anwe, swa l'anwe par an ogou, swa l'anwe, l'em sonje petit enwen, swa l'anwe, ogou, ou a des anj, l'em sonje petit enwen, swa l'anwe, swa l'anwe par an ogou, swa l'anwe, l'em sonje petit enwen, swa l'anwe, ogou, Diable a dit la manger moins si c'est vrai, pas tout vrai. Oh gourou, diable a dit la manger moins si c'est vrai, mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain l'être, diable a dit la manger moins c'est pas vrai, c'est pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est joie, Timounio, ça c'est blague, mais gain mon Dieu. Oh, gain le Seigneur, diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Oh, goût, diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai, c'est pas tout vrai. Oh, goût, papa, diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh, gain le Seigneur, diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouette. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai.